Parshas Bereishis is the first parsha of the Torah, you'd expect to find in the parsha fundamental principles of Hashkafas HaTorah. Just like at the beginning of a Masechta, you often find that the Gemara and the Rishonim develop concepts and principles that can help explain many sugyas throughout the Masechta. So too, when it comes to Torah Shebiksav, Parshas Bereishis, the beginning of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, teaches us important yesodos about a Torah way of life. We find such a yesod in the pasuk that describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu." The Torah uses a lashon rabbin, a plural lashon, Nasa Adam, let us make man in our image, in our form. And Rashi, right there, immediately comments, "Sava Bishlus Yubi Tzira." So even though the Malachim didn't help HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating Adam, Yeshmokom Apikursim Lirdos, and there's a place for Apikursim to express their supremacy, to say that they're right, that they're a shtei rishuyos, chas v'sholom. Lo nimna akosav mi lo lameid derecheretz v'anova. The Torah nevertheless didn't hold back from teaching derecheretz, from teaching humility. Shehei hagadol nimna v'noto rishus min akosav. That the greater should always be shol eitza, he should take permission, so to speak, from the lesser one. To teach the importance of anova, the Torah is willing to take a risk that someone might think that they're a shtei rishuyos. The question is, why take that risk? Why is it worth it? To teach the importance of a good midah, the Torah is willing to take a risk that someone is going to make a mistake in hashkafa. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu this question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ksov, you write, v'harotza litos yovo v'yitah, and the one who wants to will make the mistake." What does this mean? The Chafetz Chaim explains that Hashem wasn't saying that he doesn't care that someone is going to make a mistake. What he was saying is that in truth there's no reason to make such a toast. As Rashi writes, the tshuva is ksuva b'tzido, the answer to Nasa Adam is written in the very next pasuk. Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam, Vayivra, singular. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. It wasn't a pamalia shamala. He didn't do it with anyone else. Says the Chafetz Chaim, someone who wants to make a mistake, someone who doesn't want to believe the truth, will make the mistake no matter what. No amount of care that the Torah takes in its language will prevent the person from making his mistake. A mistake in Hashkaf is dependent on a person's irotzon. Harotza litho, someone who wants to make that mistake, he'll do it, no matter what. And that's why, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Torah says Nase Adam, it uses a plural lashon. And it's not afraid that someone is going to make a mistake, because that individual is going to make the toast anyway. So to teach the importance of a good midah, the Torah uses a lashon of Nase Adam. Reb Chaim Friedlander in his Sifsei Chaim offers a different answer. That perhaps the Torah goes out of its way to teach the importance of anova, because after the midah of anova can prevent a person from having a toast in hashkafa in the first place. Because if a person is prepared to be machniah himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's prepared to accept upon himself the O Malchus Shamayim, then he won't make the mistake that there are shtei rishuyos. Anova is a key midah. It's a prerequisite for a person to see the truth. As the pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, "V'ramlu v'avecha v'shachafta Hashem Elokecha." When a person has gaiva, he forgets the source of all of his success. And that's what the Torah is teaching us with these words, Nasa Adam. That if a person has anova, he won't come to a toast in hashkafa. Having the proper perspective is often not a function of a person's intelligence, but of his midas. This fundamental yesod that midos can lead a person in a certain direction is true not only in the area of deos and hashkafa, it's true also in the realm of maisim, of action. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin writes that a person has to do tshuva not only for maasim roim, for different averas that he's done, but even for improper midos, for midos ros. Al tomer she'ena tshuva ela me'aver she'esh ben maisim, says the Rambam, kigon znus v'gez l'gneva. Here he means midos ros. Min hakas, min hakinah, min hatachris, from competition, from jealousy, from anger. Min redifas hamamon, v'akovod, min redifas hamacholos, from running after money, and running after honor, and food. Seems strange. What's the aver in having kas, having taiva? What's so bad? The answer is that midos ros can lead a person to chet. Redifas hamamon can lead a person to cheat in business, or to cheat on his taxes. Atzlus, laziness, can cause a person to come late to davening, or not to be focused properly in his learning. Kina can bring a person to lashon hara, and so on. The Rambam is telling us that to do a proper tshuva, it's not enough to regret the actions a person has done. He has to fix the root cause of all chait. Because if he doesn't do that, then his tshuva is not going to be lasting. A person can't really change unless he removes the shorish of the problem. And what's the cause of chait? Often it's not an improper hashkafa. It's a midah ra. That's why a person has to do tshuva for the midas ra's. We find this later in this week's parasha by the chait of the Yetz Hadas. How does the Nochash convince Chava to eat from the Yetz Hadas? Pasuk says, he tells her, when you eat from the Yetz Hadas, you'll become enlightened. You'll be more godlike. You'll have a deeper understanding of life, the difference between Tov and Ra. What is Chava's response? Pasuk says, "Vateira ha'isha ki tov ha'itz l'machal, v'chisava hu le'nayim, v'nechmer ha'itz l'haskil, v'tikach mipiria v'tocha." She sees that the fruit looks good. She has a taiva to eat from the fruit. And that caused her to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Her chait wasn't a rebellion against Hashem. It was a midah ra, her taiva, that made her desire something she didn't deserve to get. V'yisem ke'elokim yodei tov ha'ra. That's what made her eat from the Eitz Hadas. And later the Torah tells us the story of Cain and Hevel. Both of them offer karbonos. Hevel's karbon is accepted. Cain's is rejected. And Cain is jealous of Hevel, so he kills his brother. Once again, what led Cain to his terrible avera? Kina. Kina from his brother. His brother's karbon was accepted, not his. A bad midah. These are the first two averas that are recorded in the Torah. The chait of the Eitz Hadas and the chait of Cain killing Hevel. And the tzad ha-shove of both is that they show us the insight of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The correcting midos ros and developing midos tovos is so critical. Because often it's a person's midos that determine how he thinks and how he acts. Shabbos.